Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Steve Lyons. Batting second. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fifth. The DH, Mike Easler. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Glenn Hoffman. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bruce Giesen. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting sixth. The DH, Johnny Grubb. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Nelson Simmons. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Doug Baer. And now, play ball. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gibson. Buckner reaches second base with a double. Rice goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is walked intentionally. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Trammell moves to second. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Trammell moves to third. Gibson moves to second. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Trammell scores. Gibson scores. Parrish moves to third. It's 2-1, Tigers. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman takes first base on ball 4. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a fly ball into right field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gettman moves to second. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 1 in the game. Lyons strikes out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Boggs takes first base on ball 4. Gettman moves to third. Hoffman moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gettman scores. Hoffman scores. Boggs moves to third. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boggs scores. Rice moves to second. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Bill Scherer now pitching. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Easler takes first base on ball 4. Rice scores. Buckner moves to third. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Nelson Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Simmons for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins bunts towards the mound. Keeson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Trammell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rich Gettman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gettman takes first base on ball 4. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Keeson covering, for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Parrish strikes out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers too. The Red Sox will come to bat. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 2 in the game. Lyons hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Scherer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Grubb hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 1 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelson Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lyons. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brookins hits a line drive towards short. Hoffman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Buckner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Easler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. Evans hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-3, Red Sox. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Gedman hits a fly ball towards center. Gibson settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Gibson. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 2 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Trammell strikes out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gibson moves to third. Parrish moves to second. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gibson scores. Parrish moves to third. It's 7-4, Red Sox. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Grubb is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-2 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Tigers 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Juan Berenguer now pitching. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-3 in the game. Lyons takes first base on ball 4. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boggs takes first base on ball 4. Lyons moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Rice strikes out. 1 out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, with Berenguer covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Nelson Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Simmons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-3 in the game. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lyons. Whitaker reaches second base with a double. Brookins moves to third. Mike Trujillo now pitching. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brookins scores. Whitaker moves to third. It's 7-5, Red Sox. Bruce Hurst now pitching. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Gibson takes first base on ball 4. Trammell moves to second. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Parrish hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 9-7, Tigers. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Evans strikes out. 2 outs. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Grubb strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Red Sox 7. the Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Easler hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rich Gettman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettman is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Gettman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Evans moves to second. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 3 in the game. Barrett hits a line drive towards right. Simmons catches it and throws to Whitaker, who relays to Evans to double up Gettman. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Red Sox 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 3 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Nelson Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Simmons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alejandro Sanchez pinch runs for Nelson Simmons. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brookins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sanchez moves to second. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Whitaker hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sanchez moves to third. 2 outs. Mark Clear now pitching. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Trammell hits a pop-up towards short. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Red Sox 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Alejandro Sanchez now playing right field. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hoffman takes first base on ball 4. Aurelio Lopez now pitching. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Lyons hits a line drive towards third. Brookins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hoffman moves to third. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. Hoffman scores. Boggs moves to second. 2 outs. It's 9-8, Tigers. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Buckner hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Red Sox 8. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Gibson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gibson. The throw from Gettman and he is out, Barrett applying the tag. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Grubb takes first base on ball 4. Parrish moves to second. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-4 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Red Sox 8. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Easler strikes out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Evans hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Gettman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Gettman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 9, and Boston Red Sox, 8. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.